I didn't realise there'd been so many German families.
Oh, yes, quite a lot. Quite a lot.
Well, how did they get on during the wars?
Oh, well, that's another story, and that's a sad story. See, I worked... I married my husband, and he was going to war. We married in 1914, and he was going to war, and we didn't make a home, although he got me... Well, we got two rooms with a friend, a bedroom and a little sitting room, and he still stayed with his mother for a while, and then until we got that, then he came, and then he has to go back to camp. And he was being a athlete and boxing man, he taught the boys boxing, so it was good for bayonet lounging and that sort of thing, so he took that over. And he was that instructor, and he didn't get to the war because he wasn't tall enough. Well, he didn't get to the war till 1916. And George was born in 1916, 6 months after he'd gone away. And because then I was with Mr. and Mrs. Crass, who were Germans, and Granny Crass had come out. She'd come out to get away from Hitler because they were high Germans and Hitler was taking all their possession. And she and Ludwig, whom people called Tommy, came out, and she taught me a little bit of German. And when the war was on, she used to sit, Lipskin. I'd say, well, Granny, my son, kill your husband, kill my son, and I love you, I love you, you know, poor dear old soul. She had a, well, she wasn't that old, of course. Now I think how much younger she was, I don't suppose she's as old as I am now. Couldn't, she wasn't near it. But anyhow, after the war was over, and then the camp was down here at Trent, at Terenikau, and a lot of those boys, I was then stout with George, pregnant, and they said, oh, they're coming down to raid the hotel because there's Germans there. So Mr. Crassey came up, oh, he was white as death, and Ludwig, after Ludwig, really, because of his name. So I said, leave it to me. So I walked down that step, well, protruding, and said, what the so-and-so-and-so-and-so you're doing here, you know? And they talked to me, and they went away and never touched them.
But they had definitely come down.
Oh, definitely. The police came in, but they had quietened down by me, but down coming down the stairs. And I said, my husband, the war, they're taking care of me. And so, of course, they went away, and they never had any more. But quite a few people thought those Germans shouldn't be there, but they were fine people. There's nothing wrong with them. They couldn't help a war.